sales for sugary soda brands have been on a slow decline for the last few decades. In the late 90s, Americans were consuming over 50 gallons of soda per year per person. In 2016, it looks like that dropped to about 38.5 gallons. Still sounds like a lot. We've seen sales in sparkling waters and bottled waters increase. And last month, PepsiCo bought SodaStream, a product that lets users make and customize their own carbonated water at home. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you feel like you drink a lot of soda, or have you made an effort to cut back over the years? What are you drinking instead? Have you jumped on the sparkling water bandwagon? It's hip in the hip places. What do you like about it? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or comment on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Beth Coit is a senior writer at Fortune magazine covering food, consumer behavior, and women in business. Beth, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, Beth, are you seeing this in numbers or anecdotally, a decline in how much soda we're drinking?
Definitely. I think we've seen a mass, you noted this in your intro, but I think over the last three decades, consumers have really backed off soda, and a large part of it is health-related. You know, we do have an obesity crisis in this country, and I think one way people are trying to manage their weight is cut back on calories and cut back on soda.
So if we're cutting back on sugary soda, are we moving to diet colas and things like that, or are those going down too?
So this is a really interesting phenomenon. So not only are we seeing a decline in regular soda sales, consumers say actually that sugar is the number one thing they're trying to avoid, but we're actually, the category of soda that's seeing the steepest declines has been diet historically. And one of the reasons is that we're wary of artificial sweeteners. So we don't really understand what they are. We're not sure what they're doing to us, and for that reason, we're sort of turning our back and saying, okay, if I am going to drink soda, perhaps I'm just going to drink the real thing.
Well, here we go. We heard from Kevin on our Facebook page. Kevin says he quit drinking soda many years ago. He says there's too many calories in regular soda and too many chemicals in diet soda. So Kevin is on the bandwagon, huh?
That pretty much encapsulates the issue.
So who is winning? What are we buying instead if we're not putting as much money into Coke, Pepsi, RC, you name it?
So very simply, water. That is a huge, it's kind of an interesting phenomenon. We're seeing a real massive growth in bottled water sales, in particular sparkling and bubbly water. This has been a big area where a lot of soda companies have invested a lot of money. They think that this is the future. Consumers are, if they're going to, they're still going to drink something. So it seems so far that it's going to be the sparkling category. We've seen some growth in beverages like kombucha as well, but definitely not at the same scale as sparkling and still water.
Now, I've heard anecdotally that sparkling waters like LaCroix from here in Wisconsin and some others, they're getting big, and hipsters in Brooklyn and other places are getting on board. Is that reflected in sales? Are those sparkling waters really going up to that extent?
Yeah, hugely so. I mean, I can report from New York that we also LaCroix is also very popular here. Definitely has sort of a millennial hipster appeal to it, but we're seeing, you know, Pepsi has launched its own brand of sparkling water called Bubbly. Nestle has a line. Coca-Cola recently acquired a brand in the sparkling water category. So everyone is really trying to get in because this is where the growth is.
I don't know how much data we have generationally on who's drinking what, but if I can capture all the headlines of recent years, are millennials killing soda?
I mean, we're killing everything. I am a cusper, so I am somewhat of a millennial. And yes, apparently we are killing all major trends, so including soda consumption. I would say that's true. I think a younger generation in particular is driving a lot of the shifts that we're seeing around health and wellness, want to eat differently from maybe their parents' generation, don't want processed foods. We've seen how that's playing out in a real way in the grocery store, and I think it's definitely what's happening in soda too.
Yeah, I feel like, Beth, for years we've known what is bad for us: soda, super fatty, high calorie food. Yet people keep going to restaurants and buying those 1800 calorie appetizers, things like that. It seems like we can have the knowledge and ignore it. Is that changing? Are we actually changing our buying behaviors with health in mind?
So I think that I think there is something to that. I think that we are changing our behaviors, particularly maybe less so in the restaurant environment, but definitely when it comes to the store. We've seen a real push toward the perimeter of the supermarket, where the fresh, unprocessed goods are. This is where big food companies want to have their products now, because this is where we're spending most of our time as shoppers. We're not spending nearly as many dollars in those center aisles of the store where the processed goods are. We're concerned about that. So we really are. We're shifting our dollars. It's really happening. And I think soda companies, beverage companies, food companies in general are struggling to figure out how to respond.
Beth Cowett is with us from Fortune Magazine, talking about a decline in soda sales and consumption and what's replacing it in the beverage industry and how thoughts about health are affecting what we eat and drink. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Have you changed your soda habits? We heard from Kyle on Facebook. Kyle says he stopped drinking soda after his nurse showed him how much sugar was in it. Now he's drinking carbonated flavored water. There it is again. She has no sugar, sodium, or artificial sweeteners. And Mike says he used to drink 3 to 4 bottles of Pepsi per day. In January of 2017, he had his last soda and now drinks only water. So we're hearing from some people, it's not just, I cut back. It sounds like cold turkey. Do you think a lot of people are doing this based on seeing how much sugar is there?
I think that's true. I mean, this goes back to what we were talking about in the beginning about how sugar is the number one thing that consumers are trying to avoid. Different ingredients have gone through waves of popularity, or I guess I could say waves of demonization as well. So right now, sugar is definitely the one that people are saying no to. And part of that is that there was a big move to add a line to nutritional labeling that would say how much added sugar was in a product. So, you know, there's a difference, obviously, between natural sugars and something and what's been added on. And I think if that does happen, there's a question about whether it will. What will that do to people's habits if they read the label and see how, you know, especially in something like soda, where clearly no natural sugars, it's all added. And I think that has the power to change how people eat and drink.
Let's bring on a caller. Cindy is with us in Appleton. Cindy, hi.
Hello. Well, I do have to say I do have my one can of soda a day. It's just a 12-ouncer. I don't drink coffee, so this is kind of my caffeine kick thing. But I do drink a lot of water. I drink about 16 to 20 ounces of water a day, so I kind of hopefully wash some of that bad stuff away.
Cindy, thanks a lot for calling. So way more water than soda. And I know, Beth, the health people have been telling us, hey, you want to drink something, water's probably the way to go. We're starting to listen now.
Yeah, juice sales we've also seen juice get hurt a little bit, too. There's a lot of sugar in there as well. So I think that water is, and again, this goes to PepsiCo's recent deal for SodaStream. I mean, that is they're moving outside the bottle in a way. This is a product where you as a consumer add water to a glass or plastic bottle that's given to you, and you carbonate it yourself. So, again, I think they are realizing that we are drinking more water, and how can they really tap into that major trend?
Cindy, thanks for that call. Matt is with us now in Madison. Matt, hi.
Hi. With our family, we haven't really outlawed soda, but we have tried to buy sodas that have cane sugar instead of corn sugar as the sweetener. So we still buy Coke, but it's Mexican Coke, so it's bottled in Mexico with cane sugar, and then it comes up in bottles. But as an alternative, I switched to drinking black tea probably about 4 years ago. I lost about 20 pounds.
Wow.
I haven't cut out soda altogether, because I still like a Coke every now and then, or if we go out to eat or whatnot, but it's not a daily thing anymore. So daily is to wake up in the morning and my teenage daughter makes a pot of tea, and I take tea to work, and some of the kids take tea to school. And so we've kind of shifted to, we're still drinking a lot, but we're trying to drink things without calories but still have the caffeine.
Matt, thanks a lot for that call and sharing your story. And Beth, I want to key in on the tea issue. There are bottled teas on the market. Is that where some of the beverage companies are trying to go to make up for what they're losing on soda now?
Definitely. Bottled coffee, bottled tea, we've seen a lot of innovation come out of this area. This is not unique here in this particular case. I think that people are saying, again, this is a great, I'm a coffee drinker. I'm not willing to give up my coffee. I want my caffeine. But how can we make it convenient? How can we really give you that ease of use that maybe just opening a bottle or can of soda has? And I think that that's really where companies like Pepsi and Coke and some smaller upstarts are really trying to play.
And Beth, briefly, as we wrap up, soda sales are down. They're not out. We're not going to see them disappear from the grocery store shelves anytime soon, are we?
No, and I think that this conversation has really reflected that. People cutting back, but still occasionally want to treat themselves. So have a soda here and there, but are not consuming at the same levels that they once were.
Beth, thanks a lot for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Beth Kowitt is a senior writer at Fortune Magazine. We've been talking about declining sales in sugary sodas and diet sodas and what we're drinking instead.